News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. And you know when you hear that tune, who's in the house this morning? Brian Prowitz?
Who's in the house?
Brian Prowitz is
Brad
here.
Brad Paisley, is he here in the room with us?
In spirit. He's here in spirit.
Oh, he's always
on
near
Pep
me
Talk.
In spirit.
Our expert panel and our expert to talk about ADX Digital is Brian. Welcome back to the studio on Monday morning.
I'm always happy to be here.
I'm always happy when you show up. It's always a good thing.
Well, lots of love in the room.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Well, and it's a gorgeous day. We're getting into that beautiful spring weather we're so famous for.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reason to be advertising your business right now.
Absolutely, indeed. And here at ADX Communications and ADX Digital, we have 19 ways we can use digital targeted marketing to put your business offer, product, service, awareness, whatever it is, out there in front of your target audience. And we can help you in the process of determining who that audience is and what your offers are and all of the things that you, the way you want to approach and the people you want to approach and the message you want to get. We can get that done.
Well, sometimes we take it for granted that people know who ADX Digital is.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that someone mentioned to me, I hear you talking about ADX Digital.
Yeah, okay.
So I think we should mention about our stations ADX, here. And what kind of the connection.
Yeah, ADX Communications is Cat Country 98.7 FM, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Playlist 94.5, and Sports Radio 99.1, plus ADX Digital. So it's like we have five radio stations here, if you want to include ADX Digital as a radio station.
There you go.
And one of the things we're almost the most proud of, we're proud of a lot of things, but or well-pleased, as my pastor would say, is how local we are. We're absolutely a local company that's been built with local people, local talent, and they're, I mean, other than the top of the hour news, there ain't a whole lot that isn't generated right here. So we're very proud of that. And from an ADX Digital marketing standpoint, you've got our sales manager, Jeff Wayne, and then I'm the digital point person, and then we have six other salespeople who are all experts. The depth of their experience in sales is spectacular. So you've got that local connection, the trustworthiness that comes with that, the accountability that comes with that, and the access that comes with that. And basically, we're on the phone. If there's something you need, bam, we're able to do it.
Did you mention the years of experience that a lot of this team has in this market?
We haven't counted it because, well, maybe someone has. I don't know. I haven't, you know, I'm the new guy. But when you talk about all the experience, I'll bet you, it's easily over 100 years for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah, I mean, and what that brings and the different markets people have sold in or operated in or experienced, I bet you we probably cover, I don't know if we cover all 50 states.
Pretty close.
I mean, and what that means is we've seen a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And from a creativity standpoint and ideas, they flow. And one of the best ways to get that flow going in favor of your business is what we call a CNA, a client capabilities, which doesn't follow the acronym. I don't know. But we sit down and say, all right, and I'm gonna do this today. I've got a meeting coming up, and I have worked on a slide deck with all kinds of information in it for what the person said they were interested in. So here's how this goes.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. So if I come to you and say, hey, Brian.
Hey. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
How
I was hearing you on News Radio 92.3 on Pep Talk, and you were talking about how you could help my business with digital advertising. How do you help? How do I start it?
Well, let me get a couple of pieces of information from you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put together a proposal.
Okay.
And it's going to have a forecast in it.
Oh.
I'll explain what that means in a second. So then you're going to tell me your audience. So here's one that came up.
Okay.
21 to 40 year olds with kids, without kids, doesn't really matter. In Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And they would be interested in, let's say, outdoor recreation. Okay. Maybe they own an RV. Most of the people that you're interested in, I'm just building an audience right
mm-hmm.
now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just so you take that information, the geography, and then the behaviors, and we put those things together, and then we're able to bring to you in maybe a half hour to 45 minute presentation. Now it takes a couple days. I mean, so you've, by the way, we've ruined role play totally. Role play is now over completely.
That's
we
over,
started
I'm here.
Very nicely, both of us in our acting phase, impromptu indeed.
There you go. Okay.
So basically, we take that information, we send it away, we bring back a forecast for you, and then we sit down. And whether it's me or another salesperson here or whatever, I'll be part of the conversation. Then we take you through. We go, okay, here, okay, we suggest based on your audience, let's say 21 to 40, let's just stay there. I don't really care what you're selling. 21 to 40, you're probably looking at Instagram, and Facebook wouldn't be a terrible place to be, although that's a little on the young side for really the mainstream for Facebook. But let's just say Facebook and Instagram. So now you're talking about probably a Facebook and Instagram campaign. So we can run that for you. So you might say, I already run my Facebook stuff. Why do I need you? And I've got a great answer for that, which is that there are all kinds of nooks and crannies in Facebook and Instagram that you got to make sure you're in. And sometimes when you do that yourself, you might miss some of those nooks and crannies. We can cover all that for you. Besides, you don't have the time for that. You got to go sell your widgets.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of conversation that takes place. I think I've mixed six metaphors now. But to bring this back to what is it like, we sit down with you for about half hour, 45 minutes. If it's a great conversation, maybe it's an hour. Maybe it's an hour and a half if you really like the time that we're spending together. But we can keep it tight, explain here are a few products that might fit your audience, and your audience is X. So we deal in impressions.
Mm-hmm.
In digital targeted marketing, you deal in impressions. And you would be surprised. There are millions and millions of impressions, even just in the Pensacola area, when you talk about digital targeted marketing. Because think about how many times somebody pops open their phone, whether they're at a red light or not, by the way, when they pop open their phone and they start scanning through and they're going through Facebook or they're going through the internet and they're scanning past door. Every little window that goes by is an opportunity for an ad. And there are lots of them. We can hit that person if they fall into the definition that we just gave you of your audience. We can hit them with that message while they're doing that, say in their car or legally parked along the curb looking at their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the most important parts of this is that we sit down with you and we get to know you a little bit before we start telling you how you're supposed to advertise your company. Like, there's only a certain amount of information. Like, if you give me that audience,
mm-hmm.
that's nice. That's only the beginning, though. We have a lot of other questions for you because we know every business is different. There is no such thing as a cookie cutter campaign. Everybody's a little bit different. And so that conversation is very, very important. And we sit down with you and we take you through that. We can explain to you what the different platforms are. We even have sample reports for each of those different platforms as well, which we'll talk about on the other side of the break. To get started in this conversation, to invite a friendly face to come and talk to you about digital targeted marketing, it starts with a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, Jeff Wayne. Tell them you want to talk digital with me or somebody else on our staff, and we will post-haste, toot-sweet, all of that straight to you to sit down and talk digital targeted marketing.
Okay, we'll be back with Brian with ADX Digital Marketing in just a couple minutes right here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with Brian Prowitz here with Digital Marketing, ADX Digital Marketing. And all you have to do to get in touch with him is you can reach out to Jeff Wayne. What's that number again?
850-262-6000 is the direct line to ADX Communications. Ask for Jeff Wayne.
Well, there's so many different strategies and products, and Brian was kind of giving us a nutshell of how it feels if you decided to reach out and you wanted to help your business with some additional marketing, the steps that you would go through from beginning to end. So we're going to start there.
Yep, and first thing is we would sit down, and I want to just give you a quick agenda of what that meeting would look like. First of all, hi, how are you, and all that. Second thing would be I'm gonna try to connect up to a screen in the room, and I'm going to take you through a slide deck, a PowerPoint presentation that explains the different products that we have that might fit for you. In some cases, I might be able to have a sample report, because reporting is really important. It's going to come up in just a minute. And then once we have that presentation, there's a lot of questions and answers that come in there. We'll be asking you a ton of questions about your company, what you've done in the past, who do you want to reach, what things have worked, what hasn't worked, what are you doing now, these kinds of things. So we just want to get to know your company and your strategy for marketing, because really, at the end of the day, the best thing we can give you is a strategy for how to best market your company. And oftentimes, that's going to result in a conversation about radio and digital. And at that point as well, we can determine some of the parameters that will give us a forecast that will tell you how many people are in the audience you're looking at, what your budget might reach as far as the percentage of that audience. And then there would be a follow-up meeting with a little bit more information as we drill down and get very specific as to your company itself. And so those meetings take a half hour to 45 minutes. And if nothing else, I love to walk away feeling like I've just helped somebody, a business owner, get focused and very deliberate on a marketing plan that can work for them. And obviously, we want that business owner to hire us to work with them and to run a campaign for them. But, you know, that doesn't always happen. But the bottom line is, if you want to sit down with a trusted, experienced marketing person to talk digital, talk radio, or talk about a strategy, man, we've got a deep roster of people that are very excited to have that conversation with you. But it does start with Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. And as I prepared for today's conversation, Meg, I wanted to know what the trends were in digital targeted marketing right now.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that comes up is AI-driven personalization is very important. First-party data strategies, privacy-friendly targeting, and better measurement across channels. To break that down, AI-driven personalization.
What does that mean?
Number one, it means that we have to, the days of just firing spots and ideas out there into the world that are not targeted, don't have a focus, are just thrown out to everybody is not the way to go. It is hyper personalized info. And this is when we've talked a lot about targeting and why it's so important to know your audience.
Right. To have a strategy.
Because an ad that hits somebody that's not relevant to them is a waste, and it's annoying, and
it's bad.
But if the ad is relevant to them, so if they have a grandchild at home, that diaper ad is probably not as annoying as if they didn't.
Right.
Okay. So that's, and we use AI in a lot of what we do, from the idea of targeting or focusing a campaign to the people who would most connect to that information.
So that makes sense.
We can hone that in. It takes a little bit of time because of the way that process works. First party data. In other words, people are starting to get really sick of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They're really getting sick of having to say yes or no to how much information. Well, we are moving away from we have a cookie-less product that we can put on your website that will provide you information, but the person who is hitting that website, they don't have to say yes or no or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually, and the difference is, first party data means if you're the business owner and you collect that information, you can turn around and market to those folks. Now, it's important to have the correct verbiage on your website, privacy statement, that kind of a thing. You have to divulge some of that. But the point is, first party data strategies are some of the trends that are happening right now in digital targeted marketing, and we have an answer for that. So, and then better measurement cross channels. I just talked about reports.
Mm-hmm.
Our reporting is part of the value we bring. So we don't just show you that you just ran 100,000 impressions. We show you ran 100,000 impressions and this many people clicked your ad and this many people saw your ad and didn't click and still came to your website. We can track all of those
things.
That's
amazing.
We can show you where your ad ran. We can show you who clicked on it. We can show you the different, like where they, did they come to your, did they see the ad on their mobile device, on a tablet, on a laptop? The amount of information we can generate to show you and to prove the data and to support what it is you bought and to show you that it is working for you is extremely important, especially when there are so many places that claim to sell digital.
Right.
Boy, I mean, we get into apples and oranges very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Only we don't sell apples or oranges. We're selling diamonds.
There you go.
ADX Digital.
There you
so
go.
So start the conversation with Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 to start that conversation about digital targeted marketing.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Happy Monday to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowess is here, our ADX digital marketing consultant, talking about all the opportunities available to you and your business.
Yeah, we'll put a bow on today's ADX digital targeted marketing conversation with a couple of big points here. Just looking at digital trends right now, AI is central to campaign planning and real-time optimization, and we've got that. Hyper-personalization is becoming expected. We've got that. Measurement is improving, especially for channels like connected TV. And another thing we have, which is called digital out of home, which are those digital screens that you see everywhere. There's 133 locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties where we can put a video or display ad in front of people on screens all over, including in some cases, some of those big digital billboards that you see around. Short form video is a very strong concept. That's a right up the alley of YouTube. And also cross channel is important. It's important that you're not just in one place. So I love talking to businesses that are running all kinds of ads all over the place. Like, okay, well, I'm really busy. I've really got a lot of marketing going on right now. I love that because they understand the value of it. And then the question is, okay, well, where, first of all, is your marketing plan perfect? Is it being executed perfectly? Are there any gaps? Because if there are gaps, then we can fill those gaps. Are there areas of growth you need to see in your company in the next year? Well, let's go get it. So cross-channel is very important, which is where radio and digital really work well together. Radio builds awareness and trust. Digital then lets us target by behavior and geography and interest. So you're hitting the right people who are most likely to act. And the radio branding and awareness confirms the quality and the reputation of the company, and then they see the digital ad and all the just all
sounds
of a sudden
like
that
a win-win-win
comes
to me
together indeed. Yes. So with AI and first party data and improved measurement and the incredible reporting that we have, we got it. I mean, we just want to sit down and talk to you. So if you want to start talking about digital targeted marketing, get very strategic in your marketing plan, please start with a phone call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Myself or any of our incredibly talented sales crew will be right there to be able to sit down and get to know your business more before we start talking about how you should advertise that business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's understand you more before we start just slinging ideas out there. So give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000.
All right. Brian Prowess, excellent job. Always so helpful, so much information, so clear about all the opportunities available with ADX Digital Marketing.
Well, that's good because I was going to give you this test. So here's this piece of paper. Fill this out for me.
Uh-oh.
See if I'm
blonde,
attention.
Remember?
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Brian. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.